Good morning, happy Tuesday, and welcome to the Power Walk. You know what time it is. Happy Tuesday, y'all. So I've been battling being sick, and just the winter climate. I shared a bit of this on the latest episode of Life Unfiltered, Heal That Shit, which is a podcast with my best friend, if you don't know. And you can see the latest episode by going to the website, wehealthatshit.com. When I tell you, it has been such an interesting journey. As I am doing my power walk, I just have a sense of gratitude in the midst of it all to be surrounded by people that love me, that affirm me, that help me stay grounded in this world that is centered around so much chaos. And I just pray for the people that are dealing with their obstacles and that are dealing with their battles. I truly am praying for the folks that are out here dealing with a lot. I got a message today from someone that I've been following their journey for some years, and they're dealing with heart failure. And it is just really sad to see more younger adults deal with cardiac issues. And I'm going to say that I do believe that a lot of it has to do with stress and the things that we are dealing with in our world, on top of the food options and just the things that are available in the marketplace. The food and the quality of food here in Peru definitely highlights a bigger picture as it relates to the quality of food. And that is for a whole nother conversation for another day, but I definitely see it. And now I recognize that we definitely have to be mindful and intentional about what we put into our body, how we show up in that, and ultimately monitoring our stress, because it is a lot out here that's going on. As parents are preparing for back to school, there's conversations that are taking place already that I'm just like, we do this every year. School supplies. I saw this TikTok and I want to share it with y'all because we do this every year around this time.
I'm not buying nothing. Anything that my kids need to succeed, you provide everything. Okay? I'm not providing anything but the body, and I'm barely doing that. You better be glad I'm doing that. And then also, when your child goes to a Title I school, that means the school gets grants, okay? The school gets grants to buy school supplies, computers, books, tablets, all this kind of stuff, right? Field trips, all of that. I don't pay for field trips either. I don't pay for anything. You want them to be there, you're gonna provide everything, a full ride scholarship, okay? All right, just like they in college. So again, I am one of those parents who strongly believe in not buying any school supplies. You can take me down in the comments. I don't give not one rat's ass, giraffe ass, my ass, the neighbor's ass, no ass, okay? I do not buy school supplies. That is all.
Our educators need school supplies. Your children need school supplies. And as we've already stated, a lot of our schools are not fully funded. In fact, just an update, the federal funds were finally released, which is great. But one, those federal funds that were held will not reappear in the 26th budget. And again, we're still not fully funding our schools, which questions why did we even have to go through that in the first place? We have 4 years left. Speaking of, I'm not sure if y'all seen the newest South Park episode. My mouth was just on the floor with several seams. Ooh, child. I can definitely understand why Donnie is mad. They're definitely pushing the envelope here. And I'm wondering how their season is going to progress. So I'm wondering how that felt for some of y'all if y'all watched the episode. Or maybe you haven't seen the episode. I think you should. It highlights and underscores a lot of things. And again, I'm very intrigued with the creators in this and how they push the envelope in the matter. As I'm out here feeling this gratitude and hearing the water and just seeing the things, I just want to just say, don't give up. Continue moving forward. And this goes for me too, y'all. Like, I've had some very trying times. And I'm sure a lot of us can resonate with that because life is life and people are definitely people. But God, you can get your copy of the Speak Your Truth podcast ebook on my website at www.biancagoolsby.com. And from there, you'll be able to learn the 8 steps of creating a podcast, publishing it, and the tech tools and the things that I use in order to make it happen. In this particular case, in this particular podcast, I am just using my phone, my AirPods, and the editing system with Riverside in order to produce this content. And I'm telling you, you can do it too. Our brain sees things. And then because we see someone doing it, we're more likely to want to emulate and more likely to copy what we're seeing. Which is why you see people that are standing on a bunch of obstacles doing this Nicki Minaj challenge. And some of the conditions in which if they fall, that's scary. But it also reminds me during COVID when y'all decided that y'all wanted to grab the milk crates and run across the milk crates. At some point, we need to have a conversation about these viral challenges and why y'all do what y'all do. Because I don't understand it. And all of that for what? Less than a 15-second clip? I don't know. Call me a hater, but I don't understand it. Do whatever makes you happy. But after the clip is posted and after you get your likes and after there's a new trend, now what? You know? I am seeing videos where there are content creators that are so burnt out from these viral challenges. Just not too long ago, people was riding in a Bugatti, pulling each other across the floor. And now y'all standing on weights and even a light pole. I don't know if it's AI or not. And that's a whole nother thing, right? Like I've been talking about people not knowing what's AI or not. So please be careful out here. Because just as you were doing things like that, best believe our children are too. And unfortunately, we've seen children become severely hurt and harmed because they are copying dangerous challenges because they've seen it done online, which ties back into my last conversation that I'm going to have on this power walk Parents, check the cell phone. Caregivers, check the cell phone. Please have a conversation about social media use, particularly as we're getting ready to enter into a new school year. I can't stress this enough. And if you live in the state of Florida, there are new regulations and laws that you need to be aware of. And I've talked about it here on this podcast, and I will also continue to uplift it with our advocacy group, Teaching for the Culture, and personally on my social media pages, because parents and caregivers and community members need to be aware of the legislation that is being passed in our state. The time is now for you to get active and to be involved if you haven't been already. Get connected, because life is too short, as we're seeing, for you not to be aware of what's happening and how you can speak your truth and how you can show up to make this world a better place. If you want to connect with me, you can do that on my website. And I just want to, I know I said earlier that it was my last thing, but just one more. I've had the privilege to work with individuals that are navigating heartbreak and divorce, or is desiring to reimagine what their life could look like, whether in the States or abroad. And I really thank God for those people that reach out to me to say, hey, Bianca, what do you think about this? Can I schedule some time on your calendar to pick your brain? And we'll schedule time and we'll pay for said time and we talk through it. And this could be you too. If you're out here and you're thinking that you need to recreate your life, you want to reimagine what freedom and fulfillment looks like, and you want to be able to do that fearlessly, or you want to speak your truth and you want to have a podcast and you want to have things set up, or you just want to have a thought partner where you can think through things and have a safe space to do that, book time with me. Go to my website at www.biancagoolsby.com. I would love to connect with you. So this concludes today's Power Walk. Make today great. Make today amazing. And you are worthy. And if you're holding on dreams, now is the time. The time is now. Surround yourself with people that are going to help you achieve the things that you've set your mind to, so that you can be your best self. Because like I said, life is short. Be blessed. Have an amazing day. And until the next time, peace.